Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good afternoon and good morning, Writers Nation listeners. How are you today on this fine Tuesday? I am your host, Kaneen Morgan. Again, happy Tuesday to all of you. Hope you all enjoying this warm weather. And with me, I have co-host Shalandra Norman. Shalandra?
Yes, hello there, Ms. Kaneen, and hello, Writers Nation. I am excited to be on the show today, Kaneen. We have a great show ahead.
Yes, we do.
Let's jump right into it. I'm ready for that fabulous topic we were talking about. Let's include our Writers Nation team.
Oh, my. So this is the chance where we get to talk about all the exciting things, because
yes,
writing is related to every single thing that occurs in your life. And so, Shalandra, you and I were discussing something that tends to show up. The minute you say you're going to write or do something, it seems like some type of distraction. But is it a distraction? But something that seems to come up to always take us out of our game or whatever it is that we commit to.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
You and I were discussing, just give an example where, like, Shalandra, you're married. I like to put you on the spot. So you're married.
Why? Yes, I am,
so,
and happily so.
So you're married, and if you say, you know, you want to write, and then all of a sudden your husband say, I want to have sex. So how do you handle something like that? So is sex a distraction or intimacy instead of intimacy?
Well, let me just speak in general, not putting my business out there. But oh, as we all know, I'm very authentic. So I would answer that question as no, it's not a distraction at all. Actually, you know, maybe I can get some stimulating thoughts afterwards. But you may not want to write the same thing that you were going to, you know, initially write. However, I wouldn't say it's a distraction, you know, for several reasons when it comes to marriage, because your marriage, you know, it is first. It comes first, you know, family comes first and then work later. But I would definitely not say that it's a distraction. I would definitely say that you probably just have to rearrange your schedule when it comes to you know, your spouse or your family needing you. That is a point and moment of needing, you know, something that is needed at the time. So you definitely have to put things in perspective. So I would say, you know, if you put things in perspective and prioritize everything, then it'll fall in place. And maybe you can't do your writing right then and there. You know, you just have to, you're going to have to sacrifice one way or another. So you have to kind of like sacrifice some time at a later time or the next day. Now, that would be my answer, and I'm sticking to it, Kaneen. But I would certainly say that, you know, you have to definitely work with that. So what would you say, Kaneen? Hello? Okay, I think we're having some technical difficulties here because I can't hear my co-host. So I would certainly like to move on to our special guest that we're having today. We have some phenomenal guests today. This particular guest is all the way from Nigeria. So excited to have her on, and she's really going to be talking about some very exciting things. She's an actress, she's an author, TV personality, so she has all of the experience. She has her own radio talk show, so I would definitely say you're in for a treat in the things she's going to talk about, you know, the naked you, the naked truth. There's nothing like sharing who you are. And it happened, just what I said, sharing me. That was the naked truth of what I would really have to do, put things in perspective. So my co-host is back, Kaneen. I hear you in the background.
Yes. So, you know, Shalandra, I wanted to say this, though. I'd love to offer a tip to writers. So, and the reason why we brought up this topic, because when we begin to write, all types of things show up in our space.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a commitment to family, or you have a commitment to other things that you have going on in your life, and then you also have a commitment to yourself to continue writing, how do you handle those things, and how do you begin to separate the two? And I want to say this. So you start off with, and I always say a planner is very important. You
right.
start off with a planner, and you set
Certainly.
Your time. And then when you have a family, or you have a relationship with, like you and I, Shalonda, are business partners, or you have a relationship with children, or whoever it may be that's in your life, you have a planner, and you share that with them, so they all on the same page, and they know that you have something planned, and you have an agreement with one another.
Right.
So what you do is you set the plan, you write down those days, and then if you have a spouse, or you have children, you let them know ahead of time, this is my time and my day to write. So that, and then you don't have to spend long hours in writing, because then
right.
you remember you have a commitment to other people, such as your family. So what you do is set maybe an hour or 2 hours, and you just set a few days a week, or whatever you choose, whatever is most comfortable for you. And you set that time, and then you let the family know, so you're all in agreement. And
yes.
once a distraction shows up, because distraction is always going to show up to try to take you out of the game or try to get you to see. And I always say the universe always wants to see how committed you are to your work.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yes, so Shalonda, you and I, we experience it all the time.
All the time.
So,
the things
so
that
what
are on
you
our
do
plate.
Is, yes, so you just have to constantly set boundaries, and that is if you live in a household with someone, or you have friends, you have this, they may not understand, because some people think that writing is just a hobby and not a career, where writing is a career, or whatever you like to classify it as. So my advice to writers is to definitely, those who are looking to write, to definitely set your plan, have your planner. It can be a Friday or Saturday, just say Saturday, and you say, okay, I need 2 hours. So you write down 2 hours in your planner. You set the time that you're going to start. And before you start, begin to prepare yourself, meaning like let people in the household know, or let your friends know, or family members, or whoever who's going to call
yes.
you, because you know people always call you on Saturday. Let
Always.
Them know. I'm writing, and it's okay to let people know that I'm blocked in this time. You know, I don't. So no interruptions will show up. And then
right.
while you're doing it, it's definitely going to be interruptions. If you have children, especially, they're going to show up to try to interrupt you. So now make arrangements with your children.
Yes.
Make arrangements. If you have a spouse that you're raising your child with, let your spouse know ahead of time, this is the time that I need to write. So that way everyone's in agreement and everyone is committed. Now, at first, you know, some people may get annoyed because you're now taking attention off them to bringing attention to your book or whatever it is that you're writing. So
mm-hmm.
definitely let them know in a conversation, a way where you need that time. That's the time that you both agreed upon. And you will definitely and certainly get back to them right after the hour has passed. So you
yes.
constantly have to keep reminding them. And like, again, some people may get upset, but it's okay. But as you keep reminding them, keep agreeing, then you'll find that everything will begin to set in place, and you will have that time to write. So as you stay committed to that and keep everyone around you committed, you'll find that you'll be able to flow and be most effective and be able to write efficiently. So
I would certainly say that the key is to continue to remind them. You know,
yeah.
especially, you know, if it's children, you know, your spouse, meaning your husband, especially women kind of like, you know, make keynotes of things, reminders
mm-hmm.
and stuff. But, you know, husbands are usually super busy as well and may not make as many notes as the wife. But, you know, or your significant other being male, you know, it may not, you know, take a lot of notes like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And So yes. The constant reminder is excellent. I mean, constant reminders is excellent for everybody nowadays, you know, for especially for us. We're talking about whiteboards here,
yes,
having them
exactly.
Paste all around our office. So to just remind us, because, you know, your plate can get so full, you can have so many things going on, and mm-hmm. you need that reminder because something
yes.
may, you know, get missed. So that constant reminder is key when it comes to writing.
And then posting big notes. You know, they're going to say, okay, like your spouse or whoever you're living with or whatever. It's like, why are you doing this? Post big post-it notes and say writing hours, 1 to 2 hours or whatever it may be. So that way it's nothing to distract you that will try to take you off your game. And before we bring up our next guest, Shalonda, you know, you said something that was interesting. And I love the fact that, well, I'm single. Shalonda's married. So I was married once before, divorced now. But I definitely learned how, you know, your spouse is you know, your spouse is definitely first. However,
yeah.
you know, like in my opinion, creating something where, because certainly, like, you know, people like spur of the moment sex. So it's fun when it's spur of the moment, but then it's like it takes you out of the game. So it's like you have to question, you know, okay, do I do it as spur of the moment or and get back into writing? But now it's like your mind is just completely distracted, or maybe it may be something that's helpful, you know. So it really depends. It really depends on you. And
what
we're gonna have a long conversation about it.
That's exactly what I said earlier, Kenny. I said, you know, it may, you know, stir up some of those creative juices that you probably didn't have, but may, you know, mm-hmm. kind of guide you into writing something else. I don't know if you're right. You know, you may have been writing something inspirational.
Right.
I mean, it can help, but you may also have ideas in writing other things, maybe a romantic novel or something, and that just, you know, really adds to it. So it's a good thing. And, you know, with that, you definitely got to use your discretion, or to each his own, as far as, you know, how you want to go about that route, because, you know, not all the time you're going to turn that down, you know.
Right. Exactly.
You definitely got to put it in perspective. I'll put it like that.
Yes. But then you have to make sure, how do you get back on track? That's the question. So that's the
right.
question I offer to Writers Nation. When something comes to distract you, and sometimes it doesn't, you know, we all, you know, we all begin to enter into that distraction. So how
yes.
what do you do to get yourself back on track? And that's the key. So, you know, distraction is always going to happen, but how you follow up or how you grow from the distraction, that determines everything. So
and with both of our guests today, too, Kenny, we can definitely ask them with their backgrounds and
yes,
what they represent.
Absolutely.
That's an awesome question.
Absolutely. Well, with that being said, we're going to take a short break and come back with our very special guest. This is definitely going to be powerful.
Yes.
So stay tuned, Writers Nation. Listen, we'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com. Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. We are so excited to introduce our very first and absolute special guest all the way from Nigeria, Miss Alex Okoroji. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much, Shalander and Kaneen, and I am so excited to be joining the both of you.
We're so excited to have you on the show.
Yay! I'm excited, too.
Yes,
I can barely contain myself.
We were so excited when we saw, of course, we saw, you know, your bio and everything. Of course, went over your website and everything. And so we thought maybe you were here in the States. We didn't know you were still in Nigeria.
I know, right? Know,
this is awesome. So how
yes,
are you today?
I'm doing very well. It's about 5:30 p.m. in Nigeria, and I think that's what's great about the internet is that you can connect with different people from around the world and, you know, just get it out there. And I do have quite a lot of people who are trying to tune in right now, so I've been like, you have to listen to me. I'm going to be on Writers Nation. So, hey, listen, make sure you listen. So this is great. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we love what you're doing and what you're standing. I just love your website. I love the color black, and
I love pink. Yes, it's beautiful.
Also love red. So, The Naked Truth. Tell us a little bit about your latest project.
Okay, well, you know, The Naked Truth is it's a book self-help book that I published late last year, but it's really much founded on the premise of being naked, which is a philosophy that I adopted pretty recently, should I say, in the last 2.5 to 3 years, after going through my own takes of bad relationships and a failed marriage and just having to deal with challenges in my career and just, you know, basically with life. But the truth is that this book is a book that offers wisdom to those who are struggling or maybe have struggled with accepting the truth about who they really are and what they really want out of love or life and just reinvention of self, you know, just how they accept the truth, how they deal with the truth in different faces of their life. So that's what this book is about.
Yes, that's one of my mantras as well is, you know, just you can be the best by being who you are and being yourself. And, you know, you're able to love who you are once you begin to own and live in your own truth. So that's an excellent, excellent thing that you're doing.
Absolutely.
And I see that you're the founder of your own The Naked Movement.
Well, yeah. You know, the Naked Movement.
I want to know a little bit about that.
I know, right? Well, you know,
and the Naked Bliss Academy. I'm loving it.
Yes. Oh, my God. You know, this, like I said, I created several brands out of the word naked. Usually, and I remember the first time when I started my blog, and I called it Alexandra and Her Naked Thoughts. It's a blog that I write. It's a self-help blog. And at first, I was scared, like, oh, my goodness, naked? Like, what is this naked thing? And I'm like, look.
No, we love it.
You know, and so I created a movement which is really a call to action. It's pretty much a philosophy of, you know, making progress by being authentic, right? It's where you are, you're open. You're not afraid to be open, to be honest, to be transparent, to be real, and to accept the truth about who you are and just your flaws, your weaknesses, and how you can use those flaws as a tool to basically improve and grow and reinvent yourself. And so that's what really The Naked Movement is about. And so I went on to sort of create a blog where I'm able to share some of the some of the things that I've experienced and my thoughts, my honest, transparent thoughts about no more lying about or faking anything or trying to be something that I'm not, but just me being real and being open. And it helps you to be more expressive. So there are definitely like what I would like to call three different tiers, or would I say faces of being naked. And, you know, the first one would be what I call expression, right? Expression would be the first place, you know, when you start to get naked is, are you able to communicate and articulate the things that you're thinking and how you're feeling about some of your weaknesses or flaws or the things that you've experienced, right? So I remember when I first got separated and then divorced, I was married. And I was married to, you know, another actor from another African country, from another West African country, Ghana. And then I did, you know, we got married, and it was one of those whirlwind, you know, romance. And we got married, and I moved cities. And after a while, the marriage wasn't working. And then I had to move back. But at the time, I was up, you know, I already had a baby. And so I had to move back with a six-month-old baby. And, of course, when you have a child, everything about you changes in a way, you know.
Yo,
your body changes,
so
your mind, you know. I wasn't booking everything. I couldn't recognize myself. So I wasn't as tiny, you know, I didn't have that buddy that I had just before, you know, I had this baby anymore. I couldn't even book jobs. Like, how was I going to connect back? I was just going through a bad marriage. I wasn't even sure what my name was again, what my last name was. Do I keep my single name? Do I keep, you know, use my compound name, you know, wedding name? Do I do what? How do I connect with people? I've got this child. What am I going to do with this child? Like, I'm going to be a single mom. And then in the African culture, we all know how, you know, divorce isn't really something that people embrace. I mean, they do have definitely double standard about it, especially when you're a woman and then you're supposed to be a role model. You're in the media, you're in the entertainment industry, you're an actress, and people look up to you, and there are all of these conversations and the media, you know, there's scrutiny and the people talking, and there's so much. Mm-hmm. And I was getting depressed because I couldn't go out anymore. I was afraid to go to events, and I would go to an event and a journalist would ask me, you know, how are you doing? How is your husband? How is marriage? And I always would have to lie. I'd go, oh, my husband is fine. We're good. We're great. Because I didn't want to say anything. And there I was constantly lying through it all, right? So it got to the point that I said to myself, why are you doing this? You're not going to be the first person whose marriage isn't going to work. You're not going to be the first person who's going to end up a single mom. You're not going to be the first, you know, who's going through a challenging time like this. And you would overcome it, but you have to first start by accepting the truth about this situation and take responsibility for your part in this and, you know, for everything that is right now and find a way to move forward.
Yeah.
And so that's how I started writing, actually. I kind of reconnected back with my writing. And because I couldn't, at the time, I just had a baby I was raising, I couldn't get back on set to work. So what was I going to do? And then I started journaling. So I started, you know, keeping a journal, you know, sharing my thoughts and my feelings and just how, what I was going through. Because I couldn't really share with anybody. You know, being in the spotlight, you're worried about saying something that's going to end up in the front cover of the newspaper. And at the same time, you're worried about being judged. You're worried about, you know, your sticker going out. You're worried about so many things. And really, you don't really have anybody who's going to tell you otherwise. Because you're gonna... So it was just really a tough place for me. So the only person I could trust really was my pen and my paper. And then I started writing. And, you know, just the moment, you know, I started expressing how I felt, it was like, you know, you start to get a certain awareness, which kind of takes me to, you know, phase two, and that is awareness. And, you know, so when I started sharing that, and then it got to the point I started putting it on Facebook. So I started putting it on Facebook, my Facebook notes, and then I started sharing on BBM and WhatsApp. And people started reading and going like, oh, my goodness, this is, oh, wow, you know, I've been there. I know what you're thinking. I know how you're feeling, you know. Wow, that's me, or that's my friend, or that's somebody I know, you know. So people could relate to what I, you know, how I was feeling. I became relatable. I was no longer, you know, I became accessible, right? So you're not this person anymore that people can't reach, but they see you and you're human and you're not perfect and they're not perfect either. And then it's almost like you're building, you're great, getting a certain sense of awareness because you realize you're not the only one who's going through this or who's been through this. And that sort of starts to make you feel better. So I started feeling better. And then it got to the point where someone said, you know what, you should really take this and put it on a bigger platform. Why don't you start a blog so people can read this from all over, you know, not just the people in your immediate, you know, meet your community. And that's how I started the blog, really. And the feedback, you know, basically opened my eyes. Yes, can you hear me?
Alex, hi,
yes.
How are you? This is Kaneen. How's everything?
Hi, Kenene. Hi.
I am so excited to hear from you and that you're on the show. And I was just going over your website and also your blog site, and I just love it. And you mentioned something about expression. And on your blog, you said expression is a sign of strength, not weakness.
Strength, not weakness, yes.
And that is so powerful because as writers, we always say, you know, because at one point I felt like I didn't have a voice. So my way of expressing was to write. So that's how I began my writing journey, and it just becomes so much powerful. And then I've gained my voice to become like a radio show host like yourself. So in your book, The Naked Truth, how do you show, is it like a storybook, is it a fiction, nonfiction, what type of book is it?
It is nonfiction. It's in the nonfiction genre. I do share a little bit about my personal experience in relationships, as well as things that have been shared with me, things I've observed, in relationships. And then, when I say relationships, I'm talking about love and life and friendships and just how different scenarios set in different scenarios of limiting beliefs and lies and cover ups and things that we don't necessarily accept, right? So this book basically opens, a lot of people's eyes to some of the things that we push aside and we cover up, from me being the back pocket girl to me wanting being in a relationship with someone just because society, people thought we looked good together and ignoring the signs and the things that the truths about my relationship that I should have accepted, right? So and just all of the myths and just the ideas that we have been fed into us that we do not challenge in terms of.
Absolutely.
So that's what this book is about as regards, our career and all of that. So I do share a lot of that, things that I have observed in other people or other relationships or other business, relationships and things that have been shared with me during, coaching and talk therapy and just, and then my own personal experience. So I weave all of that into a relatable book where people can see several truths. Yeah.
Wow, that's good. So let me ask you another question. So do you find that writing this book, The Naked Truth, do you feel that it caused you to really express your authentic self?
Absolutely. I mean, I was totally open, 100%. Again, even with the just not trying to be politically correct in any way, trying to be as honest as I could be about the things that I, see and know, and the things that I don't know. It's not just, being, I'm an expert but also the things that I had to learn the hard way, hard lessons and things that I, so yes, this book definitely, called me to be 100% authentic. And it's really, not just a book, but, even with the radio show and even with just connecting with people and, just relating with people, you find out that the moment that you're able to accept the truth about who you are and the fact that you have weaknesses, that perfection itself is a myth. Because here's what I realized. We all live in a society where people expect us to – we're seeking perfection, but perfection doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And so, society has these expectations of who they think you should be as opposed to who you really are. And that's what we constantly are struggling with. The moment you're able to find that, that place where you know you're comfortable with who you are and your challenges or your weaknesses or your flaws, that's when you find a certain birth of freedom or liberty, liberation, if I would put it correctly. So the moment I decided to become naked, it was more like I became free, right? So I no longer have to pretend to be something that I'm not. I can just... It just feels like, the baggage was taken off me. There was a whole lot of load, weight that, just totally was lifted up, off me because now this is me and I'm comfortable with who I am. And if someone pays me a compliment, I know that it's for real, right? Because this is the real me because I know that they're observing the real me. I don't have to think about it and ask myself, is it because they think I'm something that I'm not or because they see something, So I just found that there's a certain freedom that I experienced from just being authentic. And
that's a good
I guess.
Quick question, because I know we have about 5 minutes left. And I don't want to make
sure we have a little bit more time, Kenene. A little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So I wanted to find out about, because you said you're a TV personality, so how did you transition from writing into doing all these different things? Because you definitely have so much wonderful things going on, and I'm sure so many want to find out how to move from writing and get their works or their voice into the world. So what was some of that like for you, becoming a TV personality and things like that?
Okay, you know, I here's the thing I like to do. Usually when people ask me, you know, what do? It's always very hard, especially when you're an actor and you're a writer and you talk radios and you do all of these many things and you say, oh, you know, you kind of want to sum it up in one word. And, you know, some people would say, okay, you're a media personality. But I would usually like to say I'm an expressionist, right? And I kind of feel like they are also related, right? It's like you're taking – you're using different mediums and different platforms to just basically express yourself. And here's the thing. I started writing really screenplay, for example, for television. I started writing screenplay for movies. I had a film that was, you know, nominated, you know, in one of, like, the biggest African – the African Movie Academy, kind of like our own Oscars, right? And
I
but here's
the
thing.
Movies,
I was
by the way.
Yes, African Movie Academy Awards at AMA. We call it the AMAs, but it's like our African Oscars. And here's the thing. I wasn't doing it as often. You know, writing was just something that I did when I kind of like had the time, when I find the time, right? Because you can't be doing all of this. But here's the thing. You find out that there are lots of inspiration in your environment, even as an actor or as a television personality. You spend so much time on set with other, with your colleagues, with other actors. You see, you observe things that happen around you, from set design to the way people behave or the way people step into characters. And those are ideas for you to, you know, to put in pen. So here's the thing. I found out that, you know, you're there around with creative people. Actors get up to so much, you know, fun, crazy things. And, you know, there's always something ticking in my head. And when those things are there, sometimes you're thinking, okay, do I want to put this into a film or a movie, or do I want to pen it down so that people can actually read and create their own imagery, right? And so that's just basically for me, when the real, you know, I wasn't really making my writing, even though I had done screenplay and content for radio and TV and, you know, when I could, I really wasn't taking it seriously until I experienced my separation and, you know, my divorce when I started having that challenge. And I had so much time on my hands because I wasn't booking jobs as I used to just before I, you know, started. I wasn't booking jobs as I used to just before I had my child. But here's the thing. I said to myself, what is the one thing that I want to do? And I said the one thing that I wanted to do is influence the world. I want to be able to influence people and empower people and have a voice to express, you know, just my views and, you know, my message, all of that. And how am I going to do this? There isn't just one way to be able to influence people. There isn't just one way to have a voice. And so when I wasn't booking jobs at the time because my baby was still very young, I decided, you know what, how about I write? So it seemed, you know, pretty much like, you know, just the next medium to take, right? And the moment I started sharing that, you know, on Facebook and sharing that, and then, you know, starting the blog, of which I didn't start that blog until a friend of mine actually pretty much bullied me or something, because I used to send messages on BBM and WhatsApp, and I would send a message or something I had written, and he would go, oh my goodness, this is great, but I shouldn't be receiving messages from you like three times a day, right? Why don't you go and create a blog so you can put it out there and create a big meeting? You know what? I'm going to block you. And I'm like, no, you're not serious. I actually thought he was joking, you know, and I called his bluff, but he did block me on BBM. And then he sends me a message on WhatsApp saying, you know what? I did that so you can go get a blog. How about you start a blog now, like right now? Then he sends me an image saying, not later, right now. And you can start a blogger. It's not going to take you that long, 30 minutes. Well, I did try. It took me more than 30 minutes, actually. But the problem, the thing is, he challenged me. And that's how I started. So I created that. And just the fact that you start to get feedback, when you get feedback and people tell you how something you have written has empowered them or changed their life or has influenced them, and you seem to realize that you're actually meeting your goal, I think that's a beautiful experience. So I think that's how I've been able to sort of transition from, you know, being in front of the TV. I still am, you know, but I do a whole lot more writing these days. Definitely.
Well, Alex, let me ask you this. You're such an accomplished individual, accomplished, you know, woman, and just, you know, you're a writer, you're an actress, TV personality. Something that I thought was very interesting, because although you're from Nigeria and you're currently in Nigeria, mm-hmm. Your accent is just excellent. I'm like, wow. I mean, it's excellent. And it's just so clear. And I want to know,
really?
As far as you, it really is. Don't you think so, Kaneen?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
But I'm so curious to know,
goodness.
As far as I see that you're a voiceover artist.
Okay.
And so I want to know, okay, so do
artists,
you do
yeah.
cartoons, commercials, or what do you do? I'm like, really? So tell me a little bit about your experience as far as a voiceover artist. I really want to know. I'm so curious about that.
Well, with voicing, I've done from like radio drama, right?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they have what they call radio drama here, and that is, you know, taking, you know, put in like a voice drama. So it's on radio, but it's acting characters, and people can hear different people.
Hey, Alex.
Talking, you can listen to an episode
Alex.
Or a series, but it's not talk radio. Can you hear me?
Okay, Alex.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I don't know if it's just me. Your phone is not coming through quite clear.
Yeah, it's kind of just a little bit wavy.
Right.
Oh, really? Can you hear me now?
A little bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is a little bit.
Is it better now?
Okay. That's better. That's better than what it was before.
And before
okay.
we move forward, Alex,
is it better now?
Confirm? Yes.
Yeah, it's better now.
And before we move forward, just want to find out our next guest did not come on. So do you have time to finish the interview? It's going to be another 15 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Let's do this.
Awesome.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Just wanted to make sure. Thank
Yay.
You. Okay, Shalanda.
Great. Okay, so go ahead and tell me about the voiceover. I'm curious to know about that.
Well, I hope I'm coming out great, because, you know, I have to worry about this. Being a radio host myself, you know, you're like, oh, my goodness, you know. I want to be sure
that
this is
now.
Good for
At
them.
At first it was – Yeah, it was kind of like a little wavy, like I heard some interruptions. I could still hear you, but it was just interrupted a little bit, yeah. But we can hear you now, yeah.
And you know I'm in Africa, so, hey, technology is still luxury.
Has a mind of its own,
not,
we know.
You know
we can hear you very clear
begins.
Now.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So speaking about voiceovers, you know, I've done radio drama, and that is pretty much like, you know, acting on radio. So there are storyboards, actors, you know, playing a particular character for radio, but then you can't see them, but you can hear them. So I've done that. But I've also done like TV, like radio commercials, right? Like jingles. So I would even do like even my radio, I think my radio, I probably even recorded my own sick tunes or stuff myself. So, you know, playing with your voice. But there's one thing I really want to do that I haven't done yet, and that is animation. I would love to do animation. I did audition for we don't do that much here in terms of like, you know, we're creating our own animation. We're watching a lot of foreign cartoons and stuff like that. But I would definitely, that's something that I'm looking forward to doing, which is, you know, acting like a baby or, you know, just like my voice of being something else, I don't know. But yeah, I guess. So I recorded from, you know, from recitals to PSAs, to public service announcements, to jingles, to, you know, what else, radio dramas, to everything that you can think of, you know, using voice, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that you mentioned that you're a single mother, and so I'm sure you probably heard us from our small talk earlier about the question of the day. So how do you handle, because I know, especially being a single mom, if it's rough for me and I'm married and I'm like constantly, I have a little, I don't know how old your child is, but my little one is 4. And so and he's full of energy all day, nonstop. So I would like to know, how do you handle interruptions when it's, you know, when you're wanting to write a film, you know, another movie or maybe a reality show? How do you handle the interruptions?
I don't know. You just handle it. I mean, I have a son. My son is six, and sometimes right in the middle of, you know, even when I'm broadcasting, I do have, like, a home studio, and then I'm, you know, I do have, don't come in, like, totally, like, this is out of bounds, like, my office. But then it's the, at that time, you know, the time when I'm just about to go live, like, 5 minutes, 10, and then he comes, Mommy, I want this. I'm like, oh, no, not now. I have to find, I don't know, you know, I usually would create, like, try to get his attention, like, try to give him everything that he wants before then so that he doesn't get in the way of my me time, writing time, or my creative time. But like Kanina asked, you know, there are sometimes, like, you know, for example, if you're married and you are, if your husband, for example, comes, what do you do at that time?
Yeah,
for me, yeah, but if it were me, for example, I mean, okay, let me see, what could I do? I mean, there are times you really don't want to turn it on because then it's so spontaneous and it's impulsive. And maybe you need a break. Who knows? You need a downtime sometimes because you're probably stuck, right?
Yeah,
you might be
right.
Writing something, nothing's coming in and you're stuck. And you, it's okay. Sometimes it's okay to get away. Get away for 10 or how many minutes it's going to take, guys. But you know, sometimes get away. And get this, you never know, you could come back, like you said, feeling refreshed with more ideas and all the unstuck, all the boats lubricated that you could get right to. So other times, if it's really important and I feel like I'm in my flow, I would probably be like, maybe you should give me 5-10 minutes, honey, and I'll be with you. And I will find a way to just sort of jot it down or record, you know, maybe take my mic, my recorder, and just record, you know, points it so I can get back there to where I left off. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's probably what I could do. Just put my, so that if I get away for how many minutes, I can come back and, you know, pick up from where. And if I don't pick up the same day for any reason, it's okay sometimes. Sometimes you think you may lose steam. Mm-hmm. Then sometimes when you take a break and you come back, you actually find out that you now have a new point of view, a new POV, or a new, you know, idea or something, or even more ideas. So I guess,
yeah,
you know, I embrace them.
Oh, okay. So when you're writing your movies and everything, do you have like a team of writers, or do you do everything on your own?
You know, I don't, like, here's the thing, I'm reading, they're not my personal films, so it's not, I haven't produced my own, you know, usually I'm an actor, so I'm contracted as an actor, and then as a writer, I'm contracted as a writer, and usually it would probably be me, and then they would have a script conference, or there would be me and a couple of other writers, depending on how big this project is. If it's a television project, then, you know, obviously it means it has recurring scenes and seasons, and that means that a bunch of writers, you know, will sit down and create something. But if it's a film, it probably is just one writer, just me. But like, for example, my blog, I have a blog that, you know, blog every week and create content for that. I'm writing a new book. In fact, I'm writing two books, actually, two new books. It's weird. I'm writing one book. One is an anthology, and it involves 21 other women, actually. So myself and a good friend of mine, Frankie Picasso, she's all the way in Canada. She's all the radio host. And we brought together 21 amazing women from around the world. And it's supposed to be a global book. And it's called I Bared My Chest.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
You can, so it's called I Bared My Chest. And 21 amazing women sharing their truth to being unstoppable. And I can't wait for it to, you know, to come out. So we're working on that now. And then there's another book, my second book, Naked Experience.
Awesome.
From Timid Girl, Confident Woman. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
awesome.
Go ahead and give all your information to our guests. They know where to contact you.
Yes.
And we would definitely love to be in contact with you. We have so many great things we're sharing. And by the end of this year, I wish I could come to Nigeria, but that's one of my next trips. I am planning a trip to South Africa before the end of the year. So
I would love for you to come to Nigeria. Yes.
Well, Nigeria.
Yeah.
My first destination is South Africa. So I'm definitely going to plan a trip to Nigeria. I heard it's very beautiful, and I cannot wait though. But go ahead and give everyone your information.
Well, the easiest place to find me is on my website, my official website. So if they go to www.alexakurji.me. me as an ME. Then they can connect with me. They can find out everything they need to know. It's connected to everything that I do, from my blog to radio to books to whatever. Or on social media. You know, I'm on Twitter as well, at Alex Akroji, or Facebook, wherever, you know. But if they go to my website, then it's easy to connect to everything else. So,
and spell your
yeah.
last name. Can you spell out the website so they know how to find you? Exactly?
Okay, so it's www.alexalexokoroji, O-K-O-R-O-J-I, .me. So, yeah.
Okay. Wow, thank you
so
much.
Oh,
wow,
I was all the way wrong on pronouncing that last name.
What?
Oh, my God.
You want to try? Okay, try, please. I would like to hear this. Please try.
I heard you, but yes. But I was like Okoroji.
Yes.
You know, I've heard different versions of my name, but that's fine. Believe me, you know, it's Okoroji. So,
Alex, I'll just call you that.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Alex,
thank
for being
you.
A guest on our show, and we look forward to all the wonderful, great things that you have going on, and all the things that you're doing. And so, are you considering writing a film?
Well, I have written, actually, I have, like, what, 4 screenplays sitting somewhere in my cooler, hoping to,
wow.
I'm hoping to film. Yeah, so when I get an idea, I just put it down, and that's the thing, and it's always good when you have an idea, try and just create something out of it, write a book. You don't necessarily have to release that book today or tomorrow,
right.
Just write it down. Sometimes you might want to go back to it and redo it, or, you know, add
absolutely.
Something or take something away. But if you get an idea, just put it down, always put it down.
Absolutely.
I do have so many
yes.
things. I have 400 articles on my blog, and, you know, there's much more, so yeah.
Wow, thank you so
absolutely.
much, and that's great advice. Do you have any other advice for writers?
Let me see. What is advice? I think,
you
know, it would
to,
just be, I know, mm-hmm. you know, that was great. But I think I would just say the one thing, and that is that you have a voice, right?
Yes.
And write in your medium. You have a voice. Make sure to use it. And just keep speaking and speaking until you're being heard. No, you're going to have to keep speaking. Even if it feels like you're being drowned out, just keep saying what you have to say. Keep writing.
Right.
And one day we'll have to force people to pay attention. So, yes.
That's
okay.
awesome.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being a guest. And we're definitely going to be in contact with you. We have
yes.
lots to share. And we definitely want to collaborate with you on some projects. So
yes.
we're definitely
thank
in contact.
You.
Thank you so much, Alex. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Thank
talk
you so much for having
me.
It was great seeing you all. Thanks.
You
too.
Thank you. All right, Writers Nation listeners, we're going to be back momentarily. We're going to take a quick break and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation community. Wow, that was an awesome, awesome interview, Kaneen.
Yes,
I love
absolutely.
Alex. She is so much. She's so inspirational by all the things that she's doing. I love
absolutely.
It. Love it.
You know, I love the title of the book, The Naked Truth. I mean, that
my
idea
God.
Is amazing.
Oh, my God. And, you know, the things that she was saying, the steps she was given right at the beginning of what caused her to write that book, it's definitely coming out of my book, Life Interrupted. I'm like, oh, my God, we can identify, because those were some of the things I, like, in the very beginning of the book, accept where you are, who you are right now today, Accept, you know, where you stand at this moment, you know, and own it. And then, you know, you become aware of it once you do. Mm-hmm. And then you can begin to, you know, take those steps in moving forward. But you got to accept where you are right now and not, you know, ignore it. So I love her. We definitely need to collaborate with her and moving forward with some of our, you know, projects that we have in the making. Definitely. Definitely.
Well, Shalana, before we move on to our the writer's workshop, go ahead and give and I'm going to give mine as well. Your because you mentioned your book. We are writing coaches as well as authors and ghostwriters. So we definitely have books out that we can share with the world, and you're welcome to go ahead and purchase it. So Shalana, want to give your information?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I wrote the book Life Interrupted, and it was published out a little earlier this year in March. And, you know, I've received several feedback and comments about the book, and one particular that really stuck out, you know, is the person saying that just really embracing who they are and just, you know, and the forgiveness aspect, you know, in my book. A lot of us struggle with, you know, forgiving ourselves, and so that was one of the main struggles for me. And so, you know, when they pointed that out, when you realize that, you know, it's you can forgive another person, and but sometimes it can be so challenging forgiving yourself by, you know, mistakes or whatever has, you know, taken place in your life. It's so hard to just let go of it yourself, because we most of the time always get in our own way. And so when you haven't forgiven yourself, you're in your own way from moving forward. And, you know, of course we've heard it dozens and dozens of times, thousands of times, to, you know, when you forgive others, it's, you know, it's not for them, it's for you. When you forgive others, you release yourself to move forward. When you forgive yourself, you're able to take the next step, because if you don't, it's going to keep haunting you. Whatever the situation is, it'll keep haunting you. So definitely get the book. It's on Amazon, Life Interrupted by Shalana Norman. Get the hell out of my way. I've got a life to live. And, you know, that quote, you know, we state it so many times. Get the hell on. Get the hell out of my way. Go on with that. Get out of here. And I won't say what they really say when they say get out of here. But you can just say get out of here. Get the hell out of here. You know, and so when you make that expression, that's a key expression. Get out of my way. Move on. Move out the way. So you're like, you know, I got things to do. I got something to accomplish. Not that I'm just going to go sit down and watch my favorite show, but I have a life to live. You know, so many things can get in our way that can stop us from living a true, authentic, rich life. And I'm not speaking of just rich in material things, money. I'm speaking rich in just who you are. Owning yourself, yes. Embracing yourself, you know, not worried about the naysayers, because they're going to be there. They're our cheerleaders. They cheer us on to the bigger and better things, to the playoffs, you know, to the finals. So it's good to have them in the background. We love them. We invite them to continue to stay a part of our lives. So yes. Because they're very significant. So certainly go out to Amazon.com and order Life Interrupted, Get the Hell Out of My Way. I've Got a Life to Live by myself, me, Shalana Norman. Kani.
All right.
I'm going to find my way to you.
You are too funny. So certainly thank you, Shalana, and certainly her book is an awesome book. And the name of my book, I have two, is Finding Your Way, The Secret to Finding and Creating Your Purpose, hence why Shalana said, I'm going to find my way to you. And the second book is Gifts of Encouragement. Now, the first book is really great. It was a journey that I had gone through where so many of us are in a journey and a life transition. And in the transition, we begin to question our identity or sometimes lose our way. So how to find your way back to your purpose, how to find your way back to yourself and what you set out to do in the world. So this book will answer all those questions and definitely, it would give you revelation of who you are, what your purpose is in the world, and just give you that encouragement and that inspiration that you need to continue
yes.
pushing through and pressing forward until you reach your desired results. Gifts of Encouragement, A Guide to Appreciate and Enjoying Life is all about how to appreciate life, how to really be encouraged and understand that encouragement is a gift. When you're giving encouragement, receiving encouragement, it's that guide that will begin to show you how to really live in the world and be your best in the world. So you can get that on Amazon. Just search my name, K-A-N-E-E-N. Morgan is the last name, and it shall pull up the books. So with that being said, go ahead and purchase those books. I promise you, all the books will definitely be a blessing to your life, a blessing to your spirit, to your mind, and it is
yes.
awesome. So before we end, we just want to let everyone know we are so excited, Shalonda, our website. Oh, my God.
Yes.
It was a long time coming. We had all the different things going on, but we are excited to say the website will be launched sometime next week. So we're definitely going to announce that on Facebook. We're going to announce that on the Writers Nation Radio once it's launched. And then we have a major event that's coming out in October. It's October 15th, right, Shalonda?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yes, and that is the Right Experience. It's going to be a powerful workshop. And Shalonda, do you want to tell a little bit about some of the things that's going to take place?
Yes, on the workshop. Oh, my God, talk about an experience you will have. We're going to have many creative exercises, many creative activities, starting out with just relaxation. A lot of us do not know how to get into that mode of writing, how to get our minds, you know, in gear and ready to write. Well, we have all different types of techniques that we're going to implement in this workshop and share them with as many as we can. So you definitely want to register. And, you know, we're going to move from that into, you know, coming up with those thoughts, you know, once you get all relaxed and in that environment that you need to be in so that those creative energies can start to flow, okay, what are some of the thoughts? And then how to begin to write those thoughts down on paper or type on your laptop or your iPad, whatever method you use for writing. Everybody is, you know, so different and have their own unique way, which is an excellent thing. So we're going to talk about those ways, and whatever questions you have, definitely we want you to bring them to the table because we are here. Coaching is going to be there for you. Maybe you're writing a new book or you're stuck in writing your book. Well, guess what? We're going to have an absolute fabulous special guest, or guests that are going to be there that are well-known, renowned authors and motivational speakers that are going to be there to assist you in whatever questions you have, whatever you're writing. Maybe you're stuck in publishing. Guess what? We got info for that, too. And we got help for that, too. And then we have this huge, huge, huge surprise for all of our registered guests. You'll have an opportunity of being a part of this great, great, great project that is going to be on national TV. So definitely want to be a part of the Right Experience, Writers Nation Workshop that is coming up October the 15th. You do not want to miss this. And if you need more information, certainly email us, Facebook us, tweet us, on at Writers underscore Nation on the Twitter and Facebook, The Writers Nation. Email us at writersnation3@gmail.com because you do not want to miss this awesome opportunity that we have for you. I'm so excited about that, Kanae.
Oh, my gosh. And then you know what, Shalonda? And we have guest speakers. So,
yes.
Those who are going to offer their expertise, such as publishing, marketing, and also an expert who does inner work, So some of us get stopped in our pursuits of life because of what's going on the inside with the person. One of the speakers is going to come and talk about how to be your best from the inside out. So this is
yes.
going to be really, really powerful, and it's going to show you how to be most effective in your writing and be able to complete it and be able to now market your voice in the world. So this is going to be awesome. So stay tuned and like us on Facebook at Writers Nation and also Twitter, @Writers_Nation, and get all the details and information. Just stay connected and tune in to us every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11:30. Did I say? I said a.m.
11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time.
So I'm telling
or
you, it's true.
12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're on the East Coast, it's okay. I got your back.
Thank you, Shalanda, always. All right, so
make sure to tune
much.
In.
Thank you so much.
It's okay.
Writers Nation listeners for listening and tuning in to us.
Yes.
Have an awesome week, a fabulous Tuesday, and definitely stay tuned and stay connected again because we have wonderful, awesome things that's in store for you. Thank you
yes.
so much for listening. Have
Thank
a great day.
You.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.